Right now, we're going to head to Mississippi. Paul's on the line. Let's see if we can help Paul out with a kind of a peeling problem. Paul, welcome to the show.
How y'all doing?
Hey, everything's going good. Tell us about your challenge with the painting here.
My wife and I, we bought a concrete block house, mm-hmm. and it was built in the 50s, mm-hmm. and it was painted white. So we decided to paint over it, and we painted it, and I was out there washing it one day, and the paint started peeling. Now, do y'all have like a certain paint or certain trick you use to keep it from peeling, or would you recommend us like overlaying it with hardy board or vinyl siding?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do that necessarily. I mean, that would certainly change the look of it because, you know, concrete block is just concrete block, pretty plain. And with paint over it, it kind of, you know, smooths out a lot of those joints and, you know, the mortar joints and so forth. But one of the things there, any kind of peeling paint like that on a masonry surface is almost always to do with moisture of some kind. And probably just some moisture getting in behind that block in some manner. So certainly removing all of the peeling paint you have. And Joe, what would you think on this one? The bonding primer is what we recommend a lot. Do you think that would lock that paint in there pretty well?
Yeah, Paul, I think Danny's right that there's probably the reason the new paint coat is peeling is either moisture is passing through the block and blistering it off, or the surface wasn't properly prepped prior to the new coat. You know, maybe it was a little wet or a little dirty. But in any case, I think what you need to do is remove any loose paint. You can use a pressure washer, you can use a wire brush, but the first thing you need to do is get off any loose paint. If the existing paint is adhered pretty well in areas, then you can go right over it. But regardless, once you get the surface cleaned and prepped and ready to go, you need to use a primer. And it could be a bonding primer, but just make sure it's designed for masonry. They're all general purpose primers that say they're good for everything, and I wouldn't trust them in this. You're doing the whole outside of your house, you know, you don't want to have to do it again. So get a primer that's specifically designed for masonry surfaces, meaning concrete or concrete block. And then you could top coat it with either masonry paint, again, paint specifically designed for masonry, or any really good high quality house paint. And we're talking about 100% acrylic house paint. And Danny and I always recommend 100% acrylic because it bonds really well, it adheres really well, it expands and contracts really well, it holds the color, you know, it doesn't fade quite as quickly. So that's about the best you can do, you know, is prep the surface as well as possible, prime it, and then put on a good quality paint.
Okay.
So a little bit of work ahead of you there, but Paul, traditionally with a masonry surface like that, it will hold paint for a long, long time. So you get it on there and get it on there right, I think you're going to find that you can take it easy for a few years.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for the information.
Okay, our pleasure, Paul. Have a great weekend.